All right, there we are.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Back from a couple week break. We took a break because you know what? Sometimes Joe and I are so much. We know that you just need a little bit of like, holy cow, guys, we need a little breathing room. But we're back better than ever. So excited to be resuming our Shredding Social every single week on Tuesday. And Joe, I have missed you, my friend. There's so much that has happened. We have so much to talk about today. But first and foremost, how are you?
I am doing so well. Probably not as great as you are, though. You had a successful couple week break here. So
I did.
You bagged the biggest buck you've ever gotten.
Biggest bull elk. Bull. Yes. And it was amazing. It was, this is always hard to talk about on social because some people are like, oh, this and that and blah, blah, blah. But I am a hunter. I have been my whole life. It was the experience and adventure of a lifetime. I had my family with me. I had my dad with me. It was truly, I can't even explain what it meant to me, like emotionally. Like that's really what it was. Coming down to it, it was an emotional thing. And that's what social media is all about. I actually just shared it. If you look on my Facebook, on my Instagram, I shared the story of it. And it's actually, we filmed the entire hunt. So we'll be turning it into a documentary. So which we're really excited about as well. So stay tuned for that. But it was just absolutely epic. Anytime you get to spend time with family, friends in outdoors, I mean, that's mm-hmm. what my life is. It just, there's nothing that parallels that for me. So, but
that's awesome.
I'm amazing.
I'm glad you got a break. You need it. Yeah. Everyone needs it, right? And I think that's part of what we're going to talk about today is taking breaks, but not the good kind of break. You know, there's an interesting market condition that's happening right now. We all are feeling the effects of it in every fashion. Every facet of our life is experiencing a little bit of difference, a little bit of pain, right?
Yep.
Paying on with the loan volume, indecision, you name it. There are a whole host of problems. And we're never devoid of problems in our lives. That's like a given. There's nothing is ever easy. But one thing that we are noticing, though, and Josh, you know, I was just talking about this, is there are those lenders that are taking this time to really dominate.
Yep.
And really just go full bore on marketing spend and doubling down on their social investment, whether that's just time or money or technology or whatever the case is. But there are a lot of others that are taking a back seat, taking a break. Yep. And they're trying to, you know, get all their acorns and stuff them in their cheeks for the winter, right? And hopefully ride this wave out a little bit. And, it's an interesting time, and it's interesting to see those that are taking that break and trying to protect what they have, and those that are doing the opposite and really doubling down on their investments in putting themselves out there.
Joe, you hit it on the head. Now more than ever, you and I have been in this industry. We talk about that a lot. You and I have been in this industry a long time, and we are seeing this very, very interesting. I like that we say interesting. I don't want to call it fearful. I don't want to call it scary. You know, things happen, and anybody who's been in whatever industry you're in, it doesn't matter if you're mortgage, real estate, insurance, it doesn't matter if you're in sales, doesn't matter if you're in tech, there's always these ups and downs. Like it literally just happens. Look at our economy. We have ups and downs in our economy. We are experiencing that now. There's so many. I see the amount of videos, just because you and I are on social media right now, the fear mongers that capitalize on those, like those fear titles of like, oh, the crash is happening. Oh, the recorrect is now happening. I'm like, guys, there's, sure, if you're a YouTuber and if that's the game you want to play, I understand. I get you. You know, the clickbait, I understand the game. But for all of you out there, like you said, Joe, whether you're a tech company, a mortgage company, lender, or just a mortgage professional in general, now is the time to double down. And it like pains me, Joe, to see the amount of people backing off of it. Mm-hmm. Like I was literally just sharing with you, we spend so much time on social media. We know the players in the game. Yep. Like we know who does a good job. We know who does an okay job. We know who's just absolutely like irrelevant out there or just not doing anything. And the amount of people that have been backing off is just, it's sad because again, you mentioned a couple of key factors, whether it's time, whether it's resources, whether it's money, whatever it is, all of you out there have one way or another. We all have the same amount of time. And that's just simply, you don't have to you don't have to put a ton of money into creating content, growing your brand. Cause I promise you the people who spend the time now, who double down now are going to be the ones in 2023 that just see like leaps and bounds ahead of everybody. You and I have been talking about this crap for years forever. Now, literally years.
Yeah.
But now like some people, either you have to make the decision and start doing this stuff that we're talking about, or I promise you, I hate saying it pains me from the bottom of my heart, but there are others who are willing to step up and do it, and they're going to take business. Like you will lose business to these people.
There, yeah. I mean, I always think like a couple things, and you're spot on all your points. But a couple things is, one, if you are not thinking of every single way possible to get more loans in the door or more business, if you're in a tech company or whatever the case is, you're doing it wrong right now, right? Yep. Think about where your audience is, how they interact, and how you can interact with them. Bingo. If I can post a video of me talking about a topic or a post, you know, do an image post or maybe just even text, if I can get out there, I can get thousands of people to view my message with one tap of a button, right? It doesn't take that much time, right? It's better than going out and walking around the street and trying to hand out my business card. That being said, I mean, so it's still hard, right? It's not easy. It's not glamorous by any stretch of the imagination, but it's good. The second thing, this is really important too, is you mentioned all the doom and gloom and all the horrible messaging that's out there right now about the economy tanking, the housing crash, impending housing crash, and whatever the case is. It's our responsibility as, you know, people in this industry to counteract those messages and be that strong message to make people feel at ease and give them every opportunity to want to work with you.
Yeah.
Don't say, is there a housing crash? Maybe you can use that as a hook to get people interested.
Sure.
But then tell the story of why there is not a crash happening.
Exactly.
Talk the difference between a housing crash and a housing cooling or a housing, you know, whatever the case is. Whatever you want to say, whatever you want the message to be, get out there and say it, because someone else is stealing your message for you and you're not getting the chance to be that expert.
Well, that's just it. All you have to do is be out in front of everybody. Like this is a weird example, but I want to share this because I literally got an Amazon package on my door today. Like, and whether
like
you're
almost every day of your life,
I say almost every day that happens for all of us. Like, but anybody who's a Lord of the Rings fan, like you've seen the advertising going on for the Rings of Power. And why I even bring this up is because Amazon, you know, this is their series that they're putting out, but on their boxes right now, they have tape. This just goes to brand. Like they're everywhere. Amazon understands the brand game. Why I even bring them up is they are everywhere, Joe. Like, and I'm not saying you have to be everywhere all the time, but it just goes to show these huge companies that dominate, they stay top of mind. All the time. They're thinking of the little minute ways. And to your point that you're talking about, there's other great people on YouTube, you know, sharing incredible messages. There's people on social media. All Joe and I are asking you is to show up. You just have to continue to show up. That's how Amazon got as big as they did. They just continued until they became the juggernaut and are the undisputed. Like, there is not a person like I that does not recognize what Amazon, or for the most part, like we all recognize Amazon. Like, so now is your time to be like, to go all in, to start putting in the work that's required to eventually, is it going to happen overnight, Joe? You and I both know, no, absolutely not. But it's the little messages. Like you said, you and I are always sharing ideas for content. Social Coach literally is designed to help you. Like now couldn't be. And that's just it, Joe. The excuses have to be gone. They've got to go out the window. There's so many resources. There's so many tools. There's so many companies that are there to help guide you through this. There's just no excuse anymore.
There's no excuse. And the biggest thing I think that came out of what you just said, Josh, is that you need to be consistent. You need to show up and you need to be visible all the time. And if you set yourself up to be visible all the time, when that realtor needs to send a lead somebody somewhere, or a consumer, that's their time that they finally are ready to buy a home in this crazy market, like they need to remember you. And the way that they're going to remember you is they're always going to see you. Just like Josh's Amazon example. That you got to be everywhere. And if you can be everywhere, social media is the best way to kind of make sure that you, not kind of, the social media best way to stay visible 100% of the time.
I'm so glad you say this, because this is the best. I saw an advertisement, no joke. I will not tell you who it's from. Many of you are probably on their mailing list here in the mortgage industry in particular, but it said the best way to dial for dollars for realtors. And I'm like, what? Like the fact that that's still a strategy. If you're dialing for dollar for realtors, ladies and gentlemen, there is a better way that Joe just said. Social media allows you to have a greater impact. Like you can use this medium. Sure, a telephone call used to be back in the day. That's what it was. But now people can see you. People can hear you. They can see the inflection or hear the inflection in my voice. They can see my emotion coming across. There is no better. I will say it right now. You can argue with me till the end of the day, but there is no better medium to build relationships with realtors. And it's just it's a much wider audience. Dialing for dollars is gone, ladies and gentlemen. There's a better way. We got
to come up with a new phrase. Posting is not posting for dollars because it needs to be like something very specific like that. Like dialing for dollars. We got to come up with a new phrase.
We're going to say you and I are going to come up with it.
Posting for profits.
Oh, let's go. That's it. Hashtag posting for profits. Literally, Joe just came up with it right now. You guys heard it live. Hashtag posting for profits. It's going to happen. That's it. We're going to end on that note, posting for profits. If you're not doing it, if you guys need help with it, reach out to Joe and I. Our teams are here. We want to help you guys absolutely dominate, but you've got to start right now, doubling down on it. Posting for profits is going to how you dominate. That's it. Joe, you're the man. Appreciate you.
See ya.
Later.